hope you enjoy listening to this weekly podcast from Lifeline Church. You can find out more and discover our other podcasts by searching for Lifeline Church, visiting lifelinechurch.co.uk, or by taking a look at our YouTube channel, Lifeline Church Dagenham.
Hello. Oh my goodness, look at those beautiful faces.
It's nice to see new faces as well. This is very special for us. So we are coming from Peru. If you don't know where is Peru, it's next to Brazil, because all the time people is asking me. And in Peru now, it's summer. And this is really, really hot now. But here's winter. Thank you for sharing that winter with us.
Oh, wow, family, hello. So wonderful to be here and see your wonderful faces. It's really amazing. Okay, so we have a word that God's placed in our hearts, and we would love to share that with you. So let's go to Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. I think you'll be able to see it in the screen. Yes? All right. So it says, therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one of mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset of Christ Jesus. Amen. This level of unity that these verses are speaking to us about, we believe it goes beyond our human understanding. We need Jesus to be in us in order for us to work and operate in that level of unity. In my own experience, I can say that we are more heart connected to this community than any other that we've been. Even last night, when we were with Miro and Mara, and I made them this question of how they ended up being in the UK. And after Mara's explanation, and of course, Miro's smart input, we concluded the very same thing that's in us as well. Like, yes, this is home. This is our family. But we also believe that this can only happen when we are open and ready to follow God's direction.
So, we can find like Paul, he was teaching all the time and writing. Doesn't matter if he is good or he is bad. But all the time he was speaking about unity. So this is like very special for me, honestly, because sometimes we pass around that pain, that when something is really hard for you, you need to take one election. If you are use your pain for God, because he is making something good, or you can give the enemy the strength and make the vision. So last weekend away, we spent the time with John, and all the leaders, it was very good for us. But in a moment, the topic of the weekend was hands on the deck. And that moment, I was behind John Singleton. And I saw in the screen a picture. If many people was like pulling something.
Pulling.
So you was
a rope.
Pulling like a rope, like a thing. Everyone was like pulling like this. But in a moment, I thought, how John can be part of this, because he can't use the arms. Mm-hmm. But in a moment I felt in the spirit, John, try to help without arms doing like this. Pressing on. So that is teaching me because he is very special for us. He's like father for us. So the point is, the most important thing is, doesn't matter if you are pulling or pressing, the thing is, you are part of the team and you need to do something for become in unity in this church.
Yes. So, but what happens if we don't feel like we want to do that? And yeah, we gotta recognize that sometimes it hurts so much that we don't want to do it. But let's go to what it says in verse 12 and verse 13. Again in Philippians 2, it says, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, and this really feels so real to us, isn't it? Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. I felt many times like I didn't want to be part of anything. In my own experience, when I opened my eyes, I saw that I was in a path of darkness that will destroy my family. My pain at that time was to die to my own will. When we were in our time here 10 years ago, we learned about integrity. We learned about parenting. I'm still wondering why we did marriage course so many times. All the scenarios for the marriage course, indeed. Yes. We must do another one, actually. But I think while we were here, we understood that we need to submit. We need to surrender ourselves to walk in the light. And it's only when we do that, when we walk in the light, that he works in us to will and to act. When we don't have the will to do anything, when we don't want to be united, he is the one who works in us to act and to will and to act.
Yes. 10 years ago, we came to live for a year with my family, Rafaela, Rebecca, and Claudia. So we spent that year with Avril in their house. It was like a special time. In Christmas time, Avril, she bought a real tree, because in Peru, normally, we use plastic tree. So it was, every day, it was like a smell really, really good, different in my house. So at Christmas time, one wonderful lady came out this month to spend time Christmas with us. It was so wonderful. It was so special for us. But in a moment, when she is returning to Scotland, we want to give something special for her, so we wrote like a card. In a moment, all the people came, Rafaela, Rebecca, Avril, and Claudia as well. So in a moment, I tried to give the card to Mary. She was waiting, Pastor, I know. I tried to do my best English, like always. But I was thinking, I will say, this is for my family. But Claudia says, maybe better that you can say, this is from us. So at that moment, I mixed all the words in my brain. So I told her, in front of her, this is from my ass.
But Mary's face was like, oh, thank you.
Yes. So, at that moment,
Oh my goodness.
All the people was in shock. Because you see Avery's face like, so I didn't understand. I did nothing. But after that, she was so happy. When she said bye.
It was not Augustus' will to go through all of this pain and shame. But he had a choice, as he said. He then used this uncomfortable moment to grow. And even today, standing here and tell you all about it. You see, it would have been easier for him to blame me and say, Claudia, you told me to say from us instead of a family. It would have been easier to blame the people. Why is it? I didn't see that. Why the people's laughing at me next day? So, yeah, it would have been much easier. And isn't it? It's easier to get upset with yourself. It's easier to get upset with the people, with your brothers and sisters, with your family. That's easier, rather than confront it, you know, first with you and God. And yes, this can only work out in unity. God was developing his character, resilience as well. Go there.
So we know here is many teachers and they are working hard. Many doctors and lawyers, whatever they are working. Sometimes the life is really, really hard in Peru as well. So, but I'm feeling like God is making, is doing something, especially with your pain. He's like, imagine a kitchen where you are putting one ingredient, you know, another ingredient. Good thoughts and bad thoughts, they are like a building a new person. So I want to encourage you, everyone has pain, but you can give your pain to God, and He can use that pain for His kingdom. So, yeah. With that unity. So that's why I'm here, giving all.
Yes. So we won't let the enemy to destroy us. We won't let the enemy to destroy this community. We won't let the enemy to destroy our family, what we are now, especially in this time. Let's continue to press on. Let's continue together. If you don't want to, you don't feel like you have the will to do it. We all understand that. We've all felt like that in different times. We are human beings. But it says that God will work in you to will and to act. And we need to believe that and stand for that. So I want you to listen to this. If we were united and strong yesterday, then today, we need to remain stronger in unity. Let's remain together. Glory be to God.
Isn't it the goodness of God that Claudia and Augusto are here today? That was the plan, that they would be sharing with us. And what a significant thing for us to be reflecting on. God has made us one. We can't afford to let little things, mistakes in our language, or anything else come between us. Jack, I wonder if you could just come back and help us. I think that thing that the enemy tried there to destroy confidence, to destroy unity, you know, that's a real spirit. It may have come from a very, in many ways, funny story. But actually, there's something here for us today. I don't believe God has sent that word to us for no purpose. We've heard that. So, Lord, let's just ask God to search us. Lord, we ask you to search us. Is there a mistake? Is there a mistake that I am allowing to hold in such a way that it's affecting my relationship with you and with others? Is there something where I feel I've got it wrong? Lord, your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me, more than enough, more than I ever need. Lord, we confess now, if God has highlighted something to you, there's something that's just making you walk with a limp, confess it now to the Lord. Let's just do that. Yeah. So, Lord, we respond to you in the words of this song. We come to you. We declare. We can't know unity without your grace. We can't know oneness without you. And yet, Lord, your oneness, your unity goes beyond passive agreement or even active agreement. There is something that you do to make us one, and it's in your grace. So it's in your grace we rest. And it's to your grace we come. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name.
Thank you for listening to this podcast by Lifeline Church. We hope this message has been an encouragement to you. We are a relational church who live to demonstrate God's love to one another and our surrounding community in real and practical ways. We believe that this love can restore our families, our friendships, our communities, and our nation. We'd love to connect further with you, so please visit our website, lifelinechurch.co.uk, or interact with us on Facebook at lifeline.church.uk.